first, when was the last time you had a good laugh? I mean, a really good, long-lasting, deep-down-there kind of laugh. How'd you feel afterwards? Good? Better? Happier? Healthier? Our next guest says it can be all of the above if we're laughing the right way and often enough. Dr. Madan Kataria is the founder of the Laughter Club movement that he started in 1995 in Mumbai, India. His new book is called Laughter Yoga, Daily Practices for Health and Happiness. Dr. Kataria, welcome to Central Time.
It's my pleasure.
Now, before we talk about what laughter yoga is, can you talk about the moment in your life when you realized you'd kind of lost your laughter? What did that mean?
I was practicing as a family physician in Mumbai with 20 million people staying in this city. And also, I was editor of a health magazine in two languages and bringing out a publication every month and doing a family practice built a lot of stress in my life. And I was looking for something to de-stress myself. So I started writing a series of articles on stress management. So I tried several things. Then in March 1995, I thought, let me write about laughter is the best medicine. Because one of the best stress busters is laughter. So after researching the benefits of laughter, I thought it's a huge, nobody's laughing in Mumbai. And idea occurred to me, why not start a laughter club? So I went to a public park and spoke to people around. We started first laughter club by telling jokes in the beginning. But after about 10 days, we ran out of good jokes. And most of the jokes were negative jokes, hurting jokes. Then came vulgar and sexy jokes. And people asked me to stop. I said, no, no, no. We won't stop this laughter club. I said, give me one day. I will find some breakthrough technology how to laugh without jokes. So I didn't have even faintest idea about this breakthrough technology. But I believed in it. So I was flipping through the books and I read one article which said that even if you act like a happy person, your body doesn't know whether you're acting or whether you're really happy. So that gave me an idea that why can't we make laughter as an exercise? If acting out laughing and acting out happy means the same thing for the body, your mind knows you are pretending, but your body cannot. So based on this idea, I created the first laughter club where we do laughter as an exercise. And first we fake it, pretending laugh. But when you're doing it in a group, it gets into genuine laughter very soon. And then I found that laughter has a very good similarity with breathing exercises in yoga. In yoga breathing, you tell people to exhale longer than you inhale. So I say, what do we do when we laugh? We are exhaling. So why can't we laugh a bit longer? So for me, laughter is like a breathing exercise. When you laugh, you exhale a lot of carbon dioxide out of your lungs, and that inhale a lot of oxygen. And this is the basis I named it as laughter yoga, and it became very popular. As far as quality of laughter is concerned, we do fake in the beginning, but when you're doing as a group activity, it gets into genuine laughter very quickly. Now, I'm giving you a quick demonstration.
Sure.
What is a laughter yoga is breathing and laughing. So please do it with me. Take a long, okay, deep breath. Inhale. Hold your breath. Hold it, and laugh it out.
All right. Now, I got to say, I can feel it there. It started as a fake laugh, but I don't know. Pretty soon you're laughing. I don't know. At the fact that you're laughing, the fake laugh turns into a real laugh pretty easily.
Yeah. So second is, then I told guys, okay, you can't laugh, just let's fake laughter. So second exercise I want to do with you is fake it until you make it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's fake laughter for a few seconds. Okay, ready, go.
Okay. All right. I feel a little silly, but I'm getting it, I think.
Yeah, this is the case. When you're doing this, imagine you're doing it with a big group of people, and then you can't laugh. You can't fake a laugh. So it gets into general laughter very quickly.
That's great. Now, can you talk about some of the health benefits? You mentioned stress management, and that I could totally see that. What are some of the other benefits we get out of laughter, whether we're faking it at first or it's just real laughter?
See, scientific studies show that if you laugh regularly, it regulates your mood by releasing all the happy chemicals, endorphins, serotonins, dopamine. So your mood changes. When your mood is good, you do everything well. So you stay in a very joyful state of mind. Second, a regular practice of laughing, we found that it strengthens your immune system, because stress and immune system is inverse relationship. When stress levels are up, your immune system goes down. So when you laugh, you de-stress yourself, your immune system perks up. So this is where your health is. Because if I talk in modern context today, with the coronavirus going around the world, it's so important to keep your lungs healthy, to keep a deep breathing and keep all your lungs aerated with oxygen. Second, if you laugh for 4 to 6 weeks continuously, every day, definitely your immune system will go up. Now, I'm telling you my own story. I didn't catch a cold for the last 25 years. So this is not my case. There are more than 16,000 laughter clubs in 110 countries. Most members say that they are not catching cold as often they used to do. So this is the big thing, immunity. Your immune system is one of the big plus. Third healing factor is oxygenation. So you Google search, what is the food for the brain? What is the importance of oxygen in the body, cells, metabolism, everything? They say lack of oxygen is the single most factor for the disease to happen in our body. If your body cells has enough oxygen, you cannot fall sick. Even disease like cancer cannot happen if your body has enough oxygen. So oxygenation cannot be better than the laughing. Laughter is a great exercise to increase the net supply of oxygen to the body and brain. And that is the big healing factor. Depression is number one. 300 million people are depressed all over the world. And we found that laughter yogis who come and join laughter clubs, they quit antidepressant medication after a few months. So this is not a small, big mental health benefit. And people suffering from chronic ongoing diseases like heart disease, hypertension, arthritis, diabetes, insomnia, all. So I won't say that completely cured with laughter, but at least 50% relief, reduction in medication can happen with regular practice of laughter yoga. And this is no laughing matter.
We're talking to Dr. Madan Kataria, author of Laughter Yoga, Daily Practices for Health and Happiness. Well, what I really like about this, Dr. Kataria, is I imagine there are no side effects, no bad side effects we have to worry about by practicing laughter yoga. Is that right?
Yeah, only one side effect, that is peace of mind.
All right, now a lot of people are at home alone, or maybe with a small group. They can't get together with people to laugh. Can you share an exercise for an individual, maybe alone in a room? What can they do to start their own laughter?
For the families who are locked up at home, I've got some dinner table exercises.
Oh,
so when you lay down the dinner table and ask everyone not to eat, we will laugh for 1 minute challenge, 1 minute laughter challenge. Like, we will not stop laughing before 1 minute. And let's see whether we can do that or not. So can I do it with you, Rob, now? 1 minute challenge. Are you ready?
I don't know if that's good radio, both of us laughing for a minute. We could try it for a little bit, though, okay? You laugh. Hey, everybody listening, laugh along at home with us so I don't feel silly, okay?
Okay, let's go. So like that you can complete 1 minute.
Okay, we got about 20 seconds there. That's not too bad.
No, you can go on for second is breathing and laughing. So ask people to take a long deep breath, inhale. Hold it for 3 seconds. Hold it, and laugh it out. So when you're doing it in a family, looking at each other, I bet you won't stop.
Probably not. I'm having trouble now, actually. Okay. Well, Dr. Kataria, thank you so much. This sounds really useful, and it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us today.
So I feel so bad. The situation in America is not so good. It's not a laughing matter, but by laughing, I think it makes you feel good. So don't think that we are laughing at something. We are doing laughter as an exercise to make us feel good. So I wish all the American, my brothers, my sisters, to be all right very quickly. We'll get over it. And I want to come to America and see and laugh with you all in person.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Madan Kataria, founder of the Laughter Club Movement. We talked to him today about his new book, Laughter Yoga, Daily Practices for Health and Happiness.